Roth
on the afternoon show. And our next two guests are, first, Patrick Milburn, the renowned award-winning artist and illustrator whose work has been recognized by the Pastoral Society of America, the National Academy of Art, the Salamagundi Club, and the prestigious American Academy of Arts and Letters, among others. His works are in private collections in Europe, Asia, and the US, and he has recently been inducted into the Who's Who in American Art. He's the proprietor of M Gallery on Main Street in Catskill, which has a long tradition of showing innovative artists, themes, and ideas. And this Saturday is no exception, with the opening of a group show at 6 o'clock. It's Hudson Valley Art and Wine, a grand celebration, which is a collaboration with the Hudson Valley Wine Magazine and several wineries and 18 artists. It's a year-long collaboration of art and wine, tourism promotion and select cultural institutions, bringing together a group exhibition that will travel to four towns along the Hudson. And we're also very lucky today to have another artist on the show, Sasha Chermayoff. Did I say that correctly? Chermayoff, who has exhibited in museums and galleries in New York, Zurich, Mexico, and the United States. Her work is in the Yale University Art Gallery, the U.S. Library of Congress, and in corporate and private collections all around the world. So welcome, Patrick and Sasha.
Thank you.
So let me start by asking you, how did this collaboration with the Hudson Wine Magazine come about, and what exactly is their involvement?
The M Gallery was approached by Linda Pirro of the Hudson Valley Wine Magazine, who is the managing editor and design director of that magazine, to help organize a program that would entwine upstate wineries with artists. And we thought this was a marvelous idea, and we issued a call for entries and got together a jury to review the work. We wound up with 18 artists from up and down the Hudson, who were then paired with 12 different wineries.
That's pretty nice for an artist, being paired with your own winery, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
So does that mean that you get free wine, Sasha?
I was lucky. Yeah, I ran into Linda, and she knew that I was a painter who painted outdoors, and she said, maybe you'd want to go and paint in a winery. I said, oh, yeah,
why not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I ended up going to Ben Marl, which is down in Marlborough, New York. And they have great wine. So, yeah, every time I went to paint, I would go out, I would paint, I would come back in, I would try Malbec, I would, the Baco Noir, okay.
Which is, in fact, you're on the your postcard. It's the painting that's in the exhibition, right?
Yeah, the Rose of Baco Noir are very famous there. They're actually, I think, some of the oldest wine in the country because they've been... You know, they've been continuously having grapes there since even before Martha's Vineyard. It's very old, Ben Marl, and those. So yeah, I was down there quite a bit in different seasons.
And where is that located exactly?
Marlborough, New York is it's down on sort of just below New Paltz, but closer to the river. They have a stunning Hudson River view, mountain view. It's just a teeny little town south of New Paltz.
And Patrick, it must have been quite an honor to have been chosen to be one of the art galleries to take part in this.
Yes, it was. It was surely interesting, and we look forward to that. We always like to put out a call for artists to find new artists that are developing their styles. But this was a cool idea. Mm. I thought where you could pick a vineyard and the landscapes. Are unique, and we thought it was truly a great idea, and the gallery's very happy with that. And the other two galleries, I think, after we show this Saturday, we'll be traveling. The traveling show, which is so good for the artists, for so many more people get to see the works.
Yeah,
right. That's the other great thing about it. Now, did you actually have to use the vineyard itself as the content of your painting as the source of inspiration for the painting?
We were supposed to just, in our own way, do what we did. I do paint from life. I am an old school in that way. I go out, I stand there, I paint what I see. I don't create studio landscapes. I'm a painter, primarily an abstract painter, but I have always painted outside. So for me, it was very simple. I had to go there. I had to set up wind, snow, sleet, and hail. I did all seasons as much as possible and stood there and just walked around. It was beautiful. I found all the different spots and views, and I painted. Other people did all kinds of different things, which mm-hmm. you'll see.
Now, you ended up with more than one painting then?
I ended up with 10 paintings, yeah. Only two of them are traveling through the exhibit, but I ended up creating 10 paintings in all.
Yeah, we were to have each artist do two paintings. The gallery, because of my lighting system, would fit 30 paintings pretty comfortably. 32 paintings, really. So so two pieces per artist, and of course the window display would take care of some of the other ones. And you could paint as many as you wanted. If some sold during these sessions, during these openings.
Which is the main aim,
well,
presumably.
But then like Sasha said, that she did 10. She did 10 paintings, so she has more to show of her painting self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm probably going to actually have a show down at Ben Marl. They invited me to show all of the work down there. So in the fall, I'm probably going to... Because I really enjoyed not only drinking their delicious wine, because they have good wine. I loved meeting the people. I loved learning about the grapes. I really, the whole thing was fun for me. I got in and out of the caves, and, you know, so it was an experience that I'm going to continue with.
And so you painted various aspects of the vineyard and winery?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. And I'm going to go back and paint through the summer, even though this is over and our work's going to be traveling and being in Newbury, Cornwall, and Albany. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to paint through the summer with Ben Morrell because I liked it so much.
And I think that's really cool also, not to butt in, but that same thing, the seasons. You can, like Sasha, you can pick those same scenes that you did in the winter and the fall.
Yeah.
And I would do that, and the other artists do that. It really creates a unique... Right. Visual perspective on that too.
Now you were also one of the exhibitors, Patrick, right?
Yes.
And so what are we going to see of yours?
You will see. I was fortunate to be on the cover of the Wine and Art Hudson Valley Wine and Art magazine, so that's cool. You'll see a couple of landscapes. I didn't do as many as Sasha, but I did several.
In which vineyard were you paired with then?
I'm trying to think. Oh my God, I forgot. Let me see, where was I?
Now, Chatham is the Hudson Chatham is the one that's actually going to be there on Saturday,
yes,
right?
Yes, Hudson Chatham will be there for the wine tasting there.
Okay.
And that would be fun. That'd be fun.
Now, let me ask you, when you put out the call for entries, Patrick, did you get a huge response? Is something like this very popular?
I got a good response. Mm-hmm. I got it from downstate to Albany area. Not sure how many came in. I forgot how many came in. But it was... A wide variety, which was really, really cool, which I wanted to see. I wanted to see sculpture. I wanted to see photography and, of course, paintings.
Right, and you have something of everything represented here. You have acrylics, you have mixed media fiber, you have overglaze on porcelain. So it really is a very comprehensive show.
Absolutely, yes. And I hope that people will walk away when they arrive and they see the show, and they'll should be really, really excited about it.
Yeah. Right, because it's going to four towns, you get kind of four times the publicity in a way, which means that you have sort of a larger show, which will presumably attract national attention.
And I think it was important with the traveling part of the show for the artist. I hope that they I'm not sure if they understood at the beginning how it was going to go, that they were going to be featured also in the magazine. All the artists were featured in the magazine. It's going to be a traveling show.
Well, there's a lot of people in Albany that are going to have 3 months. That's what's fun for me, is because usually shows, you know, your show is up a month. This ending exhibit will be 3 months in Albany, so there'll be a lot of time for people to see the show, and then maybe get in touch. It's a good time through the fall. They can visit some of the wineries, or, you know, either coming from the wine perspective or the visual art perspective. It was great. Also, I have to thank Linda and Bob, because they did publish really nice images of all of our artwork in this spring Hudson Valley Wine Magazine, and they're going to feature us again in the fall. They chose kind of seasonal work, so in their next issue will also be, you know, showing the work and some of the different things from the vineyards.
Yes.
Right, now, so it's, how long is it up for here in Catskill?
July 8th, from this Saturday, June 11th.
Okay.
From 6 to 8, reception, to July 8th.
And then it moves to Albany?
No, then it goes to Cornwall. It goes next to a Berkshire gallery, right, Patrick?
Yeah, it goes to the Berkshire Gallery. What's the date?
July 23rd?
July 23rd, exactly. Labor Day weekend.
Until Labor Day.
I think it starts on July 23rd.
Right. And then it goes to Albany in the fall through the Christmas.
Yeah, through October 7th through December 31st.
Yeah. So it's got legs, as they say.
Yeah, it has legs. I mean, Albany Heritage Area, the visitor center there in Albany.
Right. Now, what does being in a show like this do for an artist like yourself? I mean, you're already very renowned, both of you, but presumably, is it the kind of thing that you just have to keep topping up? You have to constantly be out there and sort of be in the exhibiting and in the public's eye as a reminder, because it's so competitive out there.
You know, it is, but I'm more involved with my work, actually. I'm an old-fashioned person in that I'm really not attached to the results that much, which is probably why I've lasted this long. You know, because there's ups and downs as an artist. There's a lot of times when there's no shows. This summer and fall, I'm in 11 shows. You know, they're all pretty good shows. And there's other seasons where nothing's going on. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's a matter of getting out there and doing it. I have to take it on like any practice in my life that I love and care for and am devoted to. And since with the landscape I actually have to go there, this was really good for me because it made me get up. It made me drive down to this place, which was, you know, a hall, set up my painting, and do that for several months in a row. And I was really able to create a nice body of work that for me was exciting because the landscape was so beautiful and new, and I wouldn't necessarily have traveled to a vineyard.
Is this where you've done a lot of landscape painting, this area?
I have done landscape painting for 30 years now. A lot here. I've lived here 17 years. I've painted the Catskill Creek many times. I show my landscapes at BCB Art here on Warren Street in Hudson. I've painted in Maine. I've painted in France. I've taught landscape painting in France. I've painted pretty much landscape in Mexico when I lived there. And as every summer, since I started being a painter, I kind of did that, thinking it was studies, you know, the way a young, earnest artist is working and trying to learn. But my studies ended up being what I was, because I don't recreate them later from memory. I don't have that relationship to the landscape. I want to be in it. I want to be there. I want to breathe the air. I do it. Mm. So for me, it was just getting there and doing it was wonderful, wonderful.
Right.
Very grateful to everyone for it.
And Patrick, you work in a number of different forms, right? You're an illustrator. Do you work in oils as well?
Yes, I do, yep.
Mm-hmm. And so do you have a preference? Could you choose you were going to do for this exhibition?
Yes, I think that I did select oil. I like oils. A quicker medium for me than pastel. I mean, it's the results are more immediate for me. But I started off as an illustrator. You know, my first illustration I think was for Business Week in 1977.
Okay.
So it took a long road to get to, but it truly honed my skills, because you had to produce and you had you couldn't fake it, that's for sure.
Right.
Because you were published in that case. So.
You also worked for The New Yorker and GQ, yes. Entertainment Weekly and Forbes. And your paintings have appeared as covers in over 40 books, right?
On murder mystery paperbacks on that one. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. So,
And yeah. are cool. you, I read somewhere that you're largely self-taught.
Yes. Not by choice. Not by choice. Being from the Midwest.
Where exactly in the Midwest?
Well, I was born in Omaha, Nebraska, okay. Kansas City. Denver, Colorado, California, and a lot of different states. We moved every 2 years, and I was not an Army brat, but moved every 2 years or so. And love my father, love you, Dad, but God, didn't get the museum thing, didn't get the art thing. His little boy was painting all the time and drawing all the time, and I never grew out of it. And only when I moved to New York City did art really take off for me. And my school was the Met.
Mm.
And I would wonder how they did such things.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so it's a practice. Mm-hmm.
Practice clearly practice, makes practice. Perfect
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And so you traveled a lot as well, you were saying, Sasha. You said you lived in Mexico. And,
yeah, through my life, I've lived in a few different places. I'm very the opposite of Patrick. I come from a family of artists on both sides, uh-huh. very well-schooled, overly taught. I'm doing the opposite thing. I'm trying to forget everything and go back to finding my true self. But yes, I grew up going to museums, loving Matisse's Red Studio, because I went to the Museum of Modern Art as a kid. My mother's father was a well-known prize-winning political cartoonist. My father is a graphic designer. His father's an architect. I have it in my blood. And then, I went to Europe when I was pretty young, and I went to art school in Paris for a year, and then started my traveling.
Isn't that the dream of every young artist, to go and study in Paris?
Or Italy.
Yeah.
Or Italy.
Exactly. Yep. It is. And it was kind of, I made it happen in a weird kind of way. I just went there and I went into a studio and they said, oh, you have to draw for the exam and you have to draw for 4 hours. And I went and I drew for 4 hours. And they're like, you can go to Studio Mate. I was like, okay. Ah bon? And then I had to. Then I just painted there for that was my first intensive year of painting.
Right, and here you both are in Catskill. Well, actually in Hudson at the moment,
yeah.
but both of you live in Catskill.
Yes, we do.
Lucky old Catskill. What did we do to deserve you both? How did you end up here in Catskill?
My wife Allison had relatives on the mountain, and we would visit them 30, 25 years ago. We'd drive through Catskill and would say, because we were always in like one room, one and a half rooms in New York.
Uh-huh. Like everybody,
and,
yeah.
And we were rent stabilized, so it was a very cool place to be at the time. And so we were looking around and said, wow, we can get a whole house for $45,000. So I said, okay.
Is that how much you paid? Wow, that's good.
We talked about this. We had a similar kind of getting out of New York,
yeah.
right?
Oh, exactly.
Remember our conversation?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We ended up here. We've been here a while now in Old Catskill. It's been great.
And we've been here 26, 27 years. Mm-hmm. You've been here? How long have you been here?
It'll be 18 years in August for us.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And of course, you got the inspiration of the Thomas Cole School of Painting there.
Yeah, we do.
I think it was all very important. The inspiration of that alone, mm-hmm. the fact that he walked the same streets, that church was around and looking at the same things we were.
Yes.
Pretty cool stuff.
It is pretty cool. It's pretty cool to go down to the point in Catskill and look across and see that beautiful house, Alana.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, and have you ever looked in Thomas Cole's case of things that he found taking the walks? And he has the same fossils that I have. I find the same fossils where I live. And I know he came exactly on his way to Palinville because he would walk and get his way back up to through the mountains. And I know that he would like stop at really at where I live, go in the creek, look for those fossils, find the same ones that I have, go up. I'm inspired by that very much, by the light, which you can see so clearly. It's so distinct. It's very special here. It's like Maine. It has its own distinction. Mm. Hopper and, Winslow Homer also in Palinville. And I've always been really interested in him. And so he came through. Mm.
That's that's what's really interesting about having regional art, where we're very lucky to really go after our Hudson River Valley, as opposed to Sonoma, California, but all these. Oh.
Hello.
Everyone's all buzzer here in the studio.
Yeah, I'm not home.
Ooh, I'm
Patrick.
Glad it wasn't me.
I have another question for you, Patrick. As a business owner on Main Street in Catskill. What do you have any ideas to help revive business in Catskill? Since right now, I think the level, of the percentage of closed storefronts in Catskill is at its all-time high.
Yes, it's not. It's a little peculiar right now. It's all economic. It's all economic driven at this point. Not much you can do about it. We're really lucky. I think we're there because we own the building and. Don't have to pay whatever it is every month beyond running a gallery. Running a gallery is we're not funded. Private gallery, not funded. No money coming in. It's all out of pocket, But we still do it. We still want to do it. I think it's an educational process. I think we put on unbelievable shows, and I think if our shows were on 57th Street, Manhattan, we would be doing really well, but we're not. So we're going to keep going. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep getting the best art that we can always deliver, and what I really want is people to come, and I don't want anyone to be intimidated by galleries anymore. I want people to come, bring their children, schools to come in. Schools never come in. I find it odd that art classes, children's art classes, high school classes don't come in at a little field trip to see what professionals are doing. And should they pursue art? What are professionals doing? And talk to professionals. I'd like to step that up. We're staying. We're going to keep doing what we're doing.
Good.
I'm guessing it's a little more difficult. A couple of years ago, there were many more galleries in Catskill, and there was a gallery second Saturday and things like that.
It was all of that, and there was a good, tight gallery association also. And we had
and
eight.
That's all gone now?
Well, it just is the same.
Not quite,
there's,
right?
It's not. I mean, Frank Cuthbert, who has Brick Gallery, he's still running shows in the summer, and he's about to have there are a couple of great shows coming up there, curated by David Paulson, who's an artist, another local artist. Funny, because I didn't ever say why I first came, and I first came because of an artist, New York artist Claude Caron, who moved up here, and then a whole group of artists who had studied in New York around this certain era and circle bought houses up here. So there's a lot of people. Frank is still there showing. He just can't. The winter, I think, is very tough with all the brick, all those glass. And Hudson Talbot has Rudy Burke out there in his... studio. There's still a lot on Main Street. It's just, I don't know how to help it. I wish I did.
Of course, in the meantime, you've got the Masters on Main Street, which are filling all these empty shop fronts.
Yeah, that Fawn Potash over there at the Green County Council is, she's getting that together and been working really. Yeah, I mean, everybody is, it's like the labor of love that you're involved in. We're all involved in this long not-for-profit journey. But
that's a good way to put it.
Let me ask you, does something like the cats help you at all bring people in?
No. Not to us.
I'm not, yeah, the cats, yeah. Whatever, you know, people, some people enjoy them. I think that Matt Bua's cat house is wonderful.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that the Catskill Artist Studio Tour, which is happening each fall now, is really up to notch. We had a lot of people visiting. And by the way, just regarding the schools, my husband, Philip Howey, who's a sculptor, recently got a grant from the Art Council to teach in the high school. And he taught a full sculpture, 6-week sculpture course. And then all of the kids from the high school walked down the road and they came to his studio and they came to my studio. And I plugged our studio tour. I was like, you can visit, you know, these kids can all come out in the fall and there's going to be 20 people to visit studios. Mm-hmm. And so there's some hope of keep getting it out there.
Yeah, we'll keep it going.
And after this exhibit is over, what do you have coming up after this?
I believe we're going to do a postcard show. So I'm still looking for artists for that. Size of postcards, everything under $200, that kind of thing.
Okay. So if anyone's listening and they've got some postcards, any kind of postcards, or
well, postcards from 4 to 6 to 5 to 7 size. So it's very small.
Right.
It's small.
Right.
So we'll see. I'm going to look into that, and probably maybe a Milbourne retrospective of my illustrator years. So we'll see.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah, you will be notified.
Okay. Now, is there anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't touched upon or that you'd like to mention? About the show, about life in general?
Well, I would like people to be there. I'd like people to come on Saturday, 6 to 8, and have some fun, see what artists are up to. It's really a variety of work, and I think everyone can find something they like for sure.
Right, and that's okay. At what number of Main Street is it?
350 Main Street.
350 Main Street, and also you can go to your website
at www.mgalleryonline.com.
Okay, and they can read all about this exhibition.
Yeah.
And Sasha, you'll be in it. You'll be there.
I'll be in it. I'll be there. Yeah.
Okay.
My son is graduating on June 11th, so I've had to notify the world. My gallery visit is going to be running in and running out because I have a lot of people coming, and I'm going to send them all in one by one and go back home.
Yeah, sneak them
in.
I'm
only a mile from town. So, but yeah, it's a big day for me in more ways than one.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the afternoon show. And you were just listening to Patrick Milburn and Sasha Sharmia.
And I'll say congratulations to Hawthorne Valley graduates this year.
Yay!
Go Finney! Go Max!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you
very much.